13 countries have won recognition from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for their outstanding progress in fighting hunger. Brazil, Cameroon, Ethiopia, Gabon, Gambia, Iran, Kiribati, Malaysia, Mauritania, Mauritius, Mexico, Philippines, and Uruguay are the latest in a growing list of countries to make great strides in combating undernourishment. Pietro Gennari is the director of the Statistics Division at FAO. Mr. Gennari, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Why are these countries being recognized?
Well, FAO is at the forefront in contributing to the goal of eradicating hunger and in monitoring progress towards the achievement of this goal. So by celebrating these achievements, we recognize the efforts and the successes of many governments in tackling food security and hunger. These achievements demonstrate that political will and commitment by governments and people throughout the world make it possible to defeat hunger and malnutrition. And we hope that by showcasing these success stories, we will provide guidance and stimulus to all countries to follow the same path. Of course, we also celebrate the fact that an increasing number of people benefit from these efforts and these successes, and that the situation in terms of access to food has improved in countries, enabling these people to live better lives.
On what evidence do you base this award?
The award is based on statistics produced by FAO using official data provided by countries and other international organizations. The indicators that is used to monitor progress against hunger is the prevalence of undernourishment that measure the calorie that the population have access to and compares it with the calorie requirement that is needed for conducting an active and healthy life.
And what is the situation in countries not being recognized?
We have different situations. Countries that are making very good progress and are on track to achieve this target by the end of 2015. Other countries in which progress is slower, but with increased effort, could make it by the end date of the MDG monitoring process. And finally, countries that are off track and that are actually moving away from the target. FAO will organize a final award ceremony in 2015, that will bring to a conclusion this process, the MDG process, and the monitoring of the hunger target. And this will open a new phase in which new international goals and targets will be set for the international community, and this is part of the post-2015 development agenda.
And why do we need these goals? Why do countries need to outline these targets?
Well, these goals have been agreed by all countries at the UN in 2000. This is, in a way, the synthesis of all the international conferences organized during the 90s by the different agencies that are committed to improving education or health and so on. So it was a kind of summary of the main goals that various international conferences have promoted with the support of countries and with the Millennium Declaration that was adopted in 2000, 189 governments committed to achieve these goals by the end of 2015. And it has been an incredible movement, I think, that has really improved the situation in many countries and that helped also to improve our understanding of the situation in countries in the sense that data that were not available at all on for these indicators in many countries through the effort of the international agencies, of countries and of donors have become available. And so now we have a much better understanding of the key development issues that concern the world.
In my mind, I mean, if there's no targets, if there's no goals, then there's nothing to work towards.
Yes. So to mobilize international community, national governments towards something that is common and is commonly understood, and creating also an accountability mechanism in which you monitor what is happening, monitor progress, and this is transparent. Everybody is accessing this information, and so everybody can, in a way, ask government to respond to their ability in making progress towards this goal. So they are held accountable for what they are doing. So it's. I think it has worked as international agenda. And if we would have had only goals without targets and without indicators and without a mechanism for monitoring these targets and indicators, I don't think it would have been so successful.
Thank you, Mr. Tanavi.
Thank you.